Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Lusberg, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a first-time caller, I want to welcome you to the show. And if you are familiar with our weekly There's a You in Success radio program, you know it's all about success, your definition of it, and going after it while making little adjustments along the way. You know, they say success is a journey, and that's what we talk about here. Do you want to be more successful? Then change your thoughts about it. For long-term, steadfast success, it all begins inside. It begins with our thinking, the choices we make based on those thoughts, and the actions we take. So build your confidence, recognize your accomplishments, be a great communicator, define what you really want, and go after it. Full speed ahead. Those are all topics of discussion on this weekly show. Today is the second of a new feature here on the program called Success Journeys, where I interview someone who's an example of those success traits that I talk about and helping be successful too. I'm very excited about my guest today, somebody I admire greatly for her creative energy and her soothing calmness. A rare combination of traits in this day and age. Let me tell you about my friend and associate, Judith Balian. Judith spent 20 years in corporate sales and marketing before starting her own business, Xcoveries, in 2007. She's worked and consulted for businesses of all types and sizes, from Fortune 500 companies to small startups, private consultants, and individual practitioners. She's the author of the recently published book, Your Mind on Marketing, Self-Help for People Who Hate Marketing But Have to Do It Anyway. Judith also holds a master's degree in psychology counseling from Hofstra University and a certificate in expressive arts therapy from Saybrook University. In addition to her marketing work with small businesses, Judith facilitates classes, workshops, and groups to help people grow personally and professionally, including a 9-week class based on Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, and other expressive arts workshops. Welcome, Judith. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting with you.
Absolutely. I want you to tell us a little bit about your business. That introduction I just gave of you and what you do is fascinating. Tell us more about it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I've had my own business since 2007. And like a lot of solo entrepreneurs, I do more than one thing. I think if I were to sum up my mission and my passion in one sentence, it would be, as you just mentioned, to help people grow personally and professionally. When I started out, I intended to do marketing for small businesses to help them grow their business and to empower them. And I also was interested in doing workshops based on my expressive arts training because I had found that so powerful for me, both personally and professionally. And as it turns out, I'm doing both. You might think that the two are totally disconnected, but actually there's quite a bit of synergy between the two pieces. You know, Debbie, there are a lot of people now that are getting out of the corporate world. Either they're being pushed out or they're really thinking that there's got to be something else and they're finding their way to do something else with their lives. And to get to their goals, they often have to work through their own hesitations and their own procrastination. And that's where the Artist's Way and my workshops come in. And then when they're ready to move forward and actually start their own business, then they need the whole marketing piece, which is also something that I do. I just think I'm the luckiest person in the world to get to do what I do. I love my clients.
I can imagine. And like you said, what synergy between the two? I mean, creativity, opening up those avenues, and then applying that to marketing. That makes perfect sense. Absolutely. You know, you used a term I want to ask you about. Can you define a little bit about and talk a little bit more about expressive arts? What does that mean?
Expressive arts. Thank you for asking. I'm always amazed, even here in Southern California, that a lot of people don't know what that is. Expressive arts is using different modalities to express yourself. It might be art, image making. It could be writing. It could be movement, moving your body. It could be role play or any other means besides verbal communication that you use to express yourself. One of the biggest hesitations that I find with people when they are considering enrolling in the artist's way is they think, I have to be an artist. This is not about the art. This is about image making. Because all of these image making helps you get in touch with your right brain, which is where your creativity lives. So all of these different modalities are process, not product. You're not trying to write the great American novel. You're simply expressing yourself in your journal. You're not trying to choreograph a beautiful dance for the stage. You're expressing yourself with your body. And it's not like yoga either. It's not prescribed. It's all spontaneous and authentic. So expressive arts is, to sum it up, these are modalities that you use in addition to verbal communication to express yourself and to get in touch with your intuition and your creativity.
Wonderful. That's a great definition. And I think that word creativity throws so many people off. Like you said, people come to the artist's way afraid that their art's not going to look as good as someone else, or feeling like they have to already have developed these talents. When you think about it, we are creative every day. We are thinking new thoughts. We are making dinner. We are having new ideas that we put into play. I mean, we are creative beings. We can't help but be creative. So expressive arts is so important. Thank you for explaining that. You know, I want to ask you personally, how do you define success? What does it mean to you?
Well, I think I've done a lot of thinking about this over the past 8 or 9 years since I've been working on my own business. I think my mission is service and success. When I see a client who's sitting in my office who's concerned about being able to market themselves or hesitant, and I can see the spark of confidence inside them, or I see someone light up in a workshop that I'm doing, that's how I define success. When I can empower someone to really go for it and to feel good about what they're doing, that is just the be-all and end-all for me.
I can imagine now, or I understand now, why you say you have the best job in the world, because I'm sure you get to see those light bulbs going off in the Artist Way classes and people sitting in your office talking about marketing, getting new ideas. So, yeah, I totally understand that now. Perfect. Wonderful.
And you know, I might add, I tell people I'm not the magic. I'm just the midwife. Because we all have that spark inside of us.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us a little bit about your road to success. How did you get to this point where you were able to define your success and do this kind of work that lights you up so much?
Well, like so many people, as I said, I was in the corporate world. I was in high-tech sales and marketing, and that's a real roller coaster, as any of you out there that have done that know. And I finally got tired of the layoffs and started my own business in 2007. And I thought, gee, I've been successful in sales and marketing. This is going to be a piece of cake. And I quickly discovered that it was really different having your own business than marketing someone else's business or working for a company. So my road to success has been really a personal growth journey. I would have to say, from the vantage point that I have now, I don't know that anything else other than maybe an intimate relationship can foster personal growth the way having your own business does.
Oh, here.
You really have to look at yourself and look at things that are holding you back. re-examine old beliefs and push through fears. So I would say my road to success has been an unexpectedly rocky yet amazing journey.
Yeah, rocky yet rewarding. I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what have you learned along the way? I mean, you've had lots of personal growth and lots of experiences that have brought you here, but any particular lessons or things you can identify that you learned about yourself that you're taking forward or what you're made of or any of those kinds of uncoverings?
Well, I've really learned to push past fear. I think for me at least, and maybe other people can identify with this, when I was in the corporate world, a lot of the driver that was behind me was a fearful side of me. So I have learned to deal with my fear. I've learned to reframe rejection. I tell people that when you know, so many people have a struggle with this. When someone tells you no, the only thing that it means is my particular product or service isn't right for this person at this point in time. That's all it means. And you may never know why that person really said no or why they're not interested. So getting back past that has been a big thing for me. And I think when you have your own business, when you're in corporate sales and corporate marketing, it's different. The rejection is different. When you have your own business, it can feel more like a really personal rejection.
Sure.
So that's certainly been big for me.
Yeah.
I've learned to work with lots of different types of people, and to figure out where they are on their own journey with the fears and the limiting beliefs and all of those things. So that's been very interesting. I would have to tell you that I learn something new with every class that I teach and every client that I work with. It is just amazing. I learn something about them and I learn something about myself too. I've learned to take risks when I don't want to.
yes, necessary. Mm-hmm.
So,
there's some great life lessons, and I think one thing you said that really resonated with me too is once you come out of a corporate arena or come out of working for a company, the whole wide world opens up before you because no longer are you within a box, let's say, where you worked with a certain kind of people or a certain industry or a certain field. Now you have a whole world available to you, a whole variety of the human race out there, the human nature and everything that comes with it. So what a learning experience. I think one of the most rewarding and yet toughest jobs I've ever had has been owning and operating my own business. But boy, yeah, what a growth process. Thanks for sharing that. What do you share with your clients now? How can you put this into terms and apply it to your marketing work and your Artist Way work? How are you able to convey your own lessons into your work now?
Well, I would say I'm pretty transparent with people. So I share my own experiences very, very openly with people. I think a lot of times people that are in transition or trying to move their business forward, they think that they are the only ones with the fears and the only people that procrastinate. So they're comparing their insides to everybody else's outsides.
Mm.
So that's why there is so much power in working with someone who's been there and is willing to share that, I think. And that's why there's so much power in a group process, because when you look around the room, I mean, I see the startled faces on people. As other people share their stories, people say, oh my gosh, that sounds just like me. Or the last person to share in a group will say, I feel like everybody in the group spoke for me, because we are all so much alike on the inside. So that's probably the biggest thing that I share with people, along with all of the stumbles and the pitfalls that I've discovered along the way, things that work with marketing, things that don't work. So the practical experience, as well as the personal growth experience, is what I share with them.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to stop right here for just a minute and give everybody a chance to take down your contact information. Then when we come back, I want you to talk a little bit about your book. Anybody that might have just tuned in, I just want to let you know that today I'm interviewing on my Success Journeys episode today of There's a You in Success. I'm interviewing Judith Balian, who is the president and chief creative officer of her own company, which is called Excoveries, and that's Excoveries. Judith offers marketing consulting to small businesses and facilitates Artist's Way workshops and classes to help personal and professional growth. If you'd like to get in touch with her, I want to give you her contact information. Her email is jbalian, that's B-A-L-I-A-N, at excoveries.com, E-X-C-O-V-E-R-I-E-S. Website is excoveries.com. And her phone number, she's located here in Southern California, is 760-436-8848. And I want to add here that I can certainly attest to the value of Judith's services, her insight, experience, the wisdom, the things that she shares, the facilitation of the groups, like she was talking about the group process. I took a 9-week Artist Way class earlier this year, and it is so powerful. And in addition, I've called on Judith to help me with marketing. I've tapped into her marketing expertise and her fresh perspective. So I am a proud walking testimonial for Judith Balian and Excoveries. So, Judith, let's get back to our discussion. I want to have you talk a little bit about your book. That was a great accomplishment along the road. Tell us more about your mind on marketing.
Well, first of all, thank you for those accolades, Debbie. I really appreciate that. I wrote Your Mind on Marketing. It's the book that I needed 8 years ago myself. It's all about getting past the fear of marketing, interwoven with the very basics and practicalities that anybody new to having their own business needs. It starts off with redefining what sales is. You know, a lot of people have this vision of a salesperson as, a greasy guy with a cigar in his mouth wearing a plaid coat selling used cars. And
yep.
we have to get rid of those old stereotypes if we're going to be successful. Because if you have your own business, you're marketing, whether you want to or not. So we start off with the stereotype and work through defining your, on the practical side, defining your target market, your services, what makes you different, how do you figure out what you need to do to make your revenue goals. But I also get into procrastination. Julia Cameron says, don't call procrastination laziness, call it fear. I deal with the inner critic, and what the psychology behind the inner critic is. As you know, Debbie, in my classes, we do inner critic makeovers. The secret is your inner critic is a protector for you, not there to beat you up. So how do you work with that voice in your head that often wants to hold you back. And we talk about risk taking, and then of course the basics that everybody needs when they just start out in their business. So it's arranged in 10 chapters with the idea that people can go through it on their own, or like the Artist's Way, even better, with a group of people to support each other. Entrepreneurship can be a very lonely journey, and I think these mastermind groups and my Mind on Marketing groups, my hope is that people will pick up the book and start their own groups, their own support groups, to move their business forward.
It's a wonderful book, Judith, and one of the first things you do in chapter one is changing your marketing mindset. You touched on this, is reframing what sales means. And I found that little paragraph here. It says, reframe the way you think about sales. You're not just selling. You're helping your clients and educating them about something they want or need. You're problem solving. And who better than you to do the job? I think that is so powerful to start the book out that way, for one thing, and then to just keep reminding people as they go along on their journey developing their business, that they are an expert and that they are there to help others and they are there to share the information that they have. And I think you do a fabulous job in this book. It's one I've been going through. I'm almost completely through it. And the areas that you have for exercises and thinking back on the chapter and asking probing questions, it's just a very, very good book. I want to commend you on how well written it is. And you said something earlier, too, about yourself, that you're transparent. I think you've written that way. I think you've written it in such an approachable, from-the-heart way that it's easy to connect with you and with the information. So kudos on a great book. And anybody that's interested in that can find it on Amazon. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you, Debbie.
Okay. Your Mind on Marketing by Judith Ballion. Pick up a copy when you can. It is awesome. So you do marketing with small businesses. You've helped hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands, through the Artist's Way and the work that you've done with Expressive Arts. Let's say there's somebody listening to our show right now that has not done any of those, that maybe is working in an organization and maybe getting a little restless, has not had the time to do any expressive arts or create things they would call creative endeavors. What do you recommend to people that you might just meet on the street or that might just be listening today that are thinking about some of these ideas you're saying? What do you recommend for them as they're trying to define and head towards success?
Well, I think the first thing would be something that I've done for over 30 years now, actually since 1979. I just looked up my earliest journal, and that's to journal daily. Julia Cameron recommends 3 pages. Actually, I started journaling before Julia Cameron ever wrote The Artist's Way. But journaling is a place to dump. I call it dump, dream, and discover, because you can, vent your frustrations, your anxieties, but you can also discover things about yourself that you didn't know, gain insights, and it's a great place to record your dreams. You know, people say journaling takes time, but I'm gonna argue with that. Journaling really, for me, makes time. Because if I spend that quality time with my journal in the morning, I dump my frustrations and I get all of that head chatter out of the way and down on paper, I'm clear. I'm so much more focused. If I haven't journaled for 2 or 3 days, I can really tell the difference in myself. I would also say take little risks. If you're thinking about making a move, take a small risk. Take a class. Go talk to somebody who's maybe doing what you want to do. So it doesn't have to be a big risk. It doesn't have to be a big jump. Just to take a little risk. And then regularly, we always we always, I'll say I often, and I think other people do, look at how far you want to go rather than how far you've come. I think it's really important every so often to take stock of everything you've done, everything you've accomplished in your life, because if we're constantly looking at how big the mountain is, we won't see how far up the mountain we've already come. So I think that's really important.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Thank you. That is one of my frequent soapboxes, and that is taking stock and remembering what you've accomplished. So there you have heard Judith's for exercising success, feelings of success, and that is journaling daily, taking small risks, getting out of your comfort zone, and taking stock and remembering those accomplishments. Those are wise tips that anybody can implement right now. Thank you for sharing those. Very powerful. You know, we're just about to the end of our show here, but I want to ask you one more question, and that is, what's next for you? Here you have experienced lots of your own success and classes and consulting and a corporate career. What's next on the journey to success for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have three things that I'm thinking about. I'm going to be doing classes again this fall. This time I have two new venues in La Mesa for the Artist's Way, also in Vista, and in Encinitas, as always, so that's always exciting for me. I'll be doing a course based on my book, Mind on Marketing, groups, and I'm moving forward. I have a process that I've developed myself called Secret Selves to help people look at all the different sides of themselves, and it's all about radical self-acceptance. I'm developing that program. And I also have a little product. You mentioned at the beginning, Debbie, everything begins with our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My product is actually something, it's an awareness training tool that will help you with that positive thinking. So I'll be moving that forward and hopefully another book or two. I'm certainly not at a loss for upcoming projects. That's for sure.
I would say that's absolutely true for you. You are, talk about creativity. You have just mentioned so many things that are creative in nature, and I commend you and look forward to what's next for you. And those classes, I think getting into the galleries that you talked about around the county, that is just wonderful. So congratulations on all of your success and all that's upcoming for you, Judith. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I know that our callers have and will, for those who will call in and listen later to our archives, will enjoy so much what you've shared, such valuable tools. So thank you again for spending your time this morning with me on There's a You in Success.
It's been a real pleasure, Debbie. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and end our show and just remind our callers that, as always, you can connect with me through my website, debbieloosberg.com. Connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, even Google+. And remember that there is not one more thing that you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside your inner success. It starts with you, your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week. Goodbye.